Today's episode is part two of the story, I Feel the Earth Move. In May of 1980, just a few days after the destructive and deadly Mount St. Helens volcanic eruption in Washington State, a swarm of fairly large earthquakes struck the Long Valley and Mammoth Lakes area here in the Eastern Sierra. Officials were alarmed as the seismic activity continued for several months on into years. On May 27th of 1982, as the earthquakes continued and the lava dome on the Long Valley floor rose several more inches, federal geologists issued an official notice of potential volcanic hazard. The warning came on the Friday of Memorial Day weekend, and the alarmed tourists stayed home. And with the Mount St. Helens catastrophe still fresh in the public's mind, people continued to stay home. According to the town manager at the time, Mammoth Lake's economy collapsed. In the next few years, housing prices were cut in half. Dozens of businesses closed, stores stood empty, and townspeople left to find work elsewhere. The seismic activity continued. In early 1983, two magnitude 5 earthquakes struck, and the lava dome had grown another 3 inches. Concerned there was only one road out of town for people to leave by should an evacuation become necessary, officials built a second road which exited town to the north. It was first referred to as the Escape Route, but the name was soon changed to the less threatening Scenic Loop Road. The seismic activity eventually lessened, and the geologists withdrew their warnings. Slowly, people regained confidence that all was safe, and Mammoth Lakes began to regain its former luster. Overall, seismic activity around Mammoth Lakes has been pretty light in recent years. If you live here in California, it appears this sublimely beautiful region is no more at risk than any other area of the state. In a 2017 article from the U.S. Geological Survey, a noted geologist notes, "The odds of an eruption occurring in any given year near Mammoth Lakes are one in a few hundred, which are comparable to the odds for a great earthquake happening along the San Andreas Fault in California. So don't worry, stick around, because life is grand here in the Eastern Sierra. And if you ever do find yourself out in the midst of a bit of ground shaking here, just head to the nearest stationery store. It's the safest place you'll find during any earthquake here along El Camino Sierra."